is Jackson from Australia. I love three things: knives, bitches, and the DJ New Style Show.
Style show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homeowners didn't touch it.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
No. No, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Donna! Have you shot the coffin yet?
Oh. Snap! Oh, ladies and gents, welcome, welcome one and all to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right, the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Heroes Talk, that's heroestalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. And if you're German, well, you have something in common with the following band. Who are they? Some of you've got it. Rammstein! Let the boys play. Let them play a little bit. Oh, fuck them. What's going on, everybody out there? Thank you for tuning in to the DJ New Style Show, your Tuesday Night Miracle on Heroes Talk. HeroesTalk.com. Germ Freak, our buddy, your buddy, my buddy. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Yeah, how you doing, man? What's up?
Is this you playing cool? Is that what it is?
Now, what's up? What's up, man? It's good to
see you. Hey, what's up? What's going on? What's poppin'?
What's
good?
Oh, good. Mike is back. Good, good.
Yeah, it's good to see everybody here on a Tuesday night. Frank, you're not that into it. Why?
Oh, I am.
You're
I'm
not
in.
No, your heart is not into it tonight.
I was playing it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what's the deal?
Hey, what's going on? How was your week there? How was everything?
No, why weren't you into it tonight? What's going on that's got you distracted?
Well, you know what? You're interfering with my TV time. That's all I can say.
TV time?
Yes.
So you're doing a TV appearance, and instead you chose to do the radio. Why?
No. It's not like that at all.
Oh, it's...
My watching TV time... do you realize that it's the Big Brother finale tonight, and I would prefer to watch that, but now I'm doing this, so...
I would honestly rather just count the tiles on my bathroom floor than watch Big Brother. The most boring bullshit in the entire world.
You've never watched it.
I've tried. I can't say that I'm a big fan. I can't say that I've watched it. But it's garbage.
So then if you haven't watched it, how could you say it's garbage?
It's garbage. Okay, so strangers live in a house, and we watch them. Why? Why do you watch them? Why do you find yourself enamored with this?
It's the way it's edited. It's the way it's put together. It's like a nice, delicious package.
So,
and it's addicting.
The entire credit, the worth of the show, goes into the hands of the editors. That's really it. There's no substance other than what the editors can do with random strangers living in a home.
You know what? I can't explain.
I want to watch the potato sack races. I hope one of them wins. Because, you know,
like,
dude,
that.
You know what's good about Big Brother? You know what? One of them's going to get the HOH, and then the others, they have no idea. They have no idea what's going to happen. And they could go home, or they could stay there. That's the best part. I love watching it week in and week out. Because you see somebody go in a house, but they have no idea when they're going home, or if they're gonna get the HOH, if they win the fucking potato sack race, or the fucking pin the tail in the whatever the fuck it is, it's garbage. I've never seen it, but let's just say, let's agree to disagree, where I am vehemently saying that it is garbage, Frank. And the fact that you'd want to forego doing the show to see this sickens me. Upsets me a little bit.
Well, I said to you, why can't you change the time of the show to 10 o'clock and you want nothing to do with it?
Yeah, let me work around some reality contestants' scheduling. Let me do that.
And also, I think September 25th, the debut of the Survivor Gabon.
What?
Survivor Gabon.
Gabon?
Yes.
People still watch Survivor?
Apparently.
Do you watch it? Honestly.
Have
you kept up with it?
Absolutely. I always watch it. Also, you got to remember that they're running out of places to go, so they're going to the same place. They're going back to Africa, and they've already been there before.
Well, I've heard a few old guys I know. They've been asking for that for years, but they're finally going back to Africa, huh?
Yeah, they're going back to Africa.
That's always been a suggestion from some old people I worked with at a few shitty jobs, but not necessarily to people that wanted to be on TV. Frank, I don't know what's with you. You love TV, but you schedule your life around it.
That's not true. There's only one show I watch, and that's the Big Brother episode, the Big Brother show. I don't really watch TV at all.
But this, you referred to it as TV time.
Because it's the only show I watch, and you're cutting into the only show that I watch. Well, and it's not
Well, you know, if it was a good show, I could see, but it's terrible. And it's,
well,
it's
what do you consider
awful.
A good show?
Seinfeld was a good show. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I thought you were going to
be
one of those people.
Mr. Belvedere was better than your fucking the show that you love.
I thought you were going to be one of those people and say Lost, the show Lost.
Lost,
which I've never seen.
Is an abomination. It's just captive. For some reason, this nonsense of a fucking program has captivated so many fucking people. What's going to happen next? There was smoke. Did you see smoke on that island? Did you see it? They sit around and they talk about things they thought they saw for hours and for fucking week. Dude, episode fucking 30. Dude, did you see the tree? Do you have any idea? I've never watched one fucking episode of Lost merely because I was late in even hearing about it. And then after I heard all the people discussing the post-airing fucking happenings, the little banter back and forth. Oh my God, the others. Oh, the smoke. Are they going to get off the island? Garbage. completely uninteresting. I don't want to have to guess what's going to happen on a fucking show. I just want to see it and take it away. There doesn't need to be a debate about what's going on in a fucking TV show. I mean, do you watch Lost? Obviously not.
No, I've never seen it. I can't watch something that's pretend when I can watch the real thing, aka Survivor.
So now you didn't watch any TV prior to the explosion of reality television.
Of course I watched TV, but
you just didn't like it. Is that what you're saying? You just didn't enjoy watching it. You really hated it. You wanted something real.
Yeah, and then I found my niche. And I enjoy it.
So
I like watching real things. That's why I never read fiction.
How many seasons has Survivor been on?
They call it a season, but it's on twice a year. But they call each one a season.
So there's been 16 Survivors. Are you fucking
something like it's? I think it started in 2000.
Well, yeah, I remember the first season. Obviously, that was a major hit. It was actually interesting at that point.
And the funny thing is, I didn't watch the first season. So that's the funny thing.
So you got in late. You got in late, and you stuck with it, and you loved it. There's so many shows that I just think are so overrated, just garbage. People are talking about The Shield, 24. I hate cop shows. I hate hospital shows. I'm not into it.
Overrated show. ER, never saw it.
I never saw one episode of it. Never saw an episode of ER. Chicago Hope, the ER knockoff, never saw an episode of it.
Another overrated show, I never saw Family Guy.
Family Guy is amazing, actually.
I never saw that.
But it's cartoon, so you can't give it any credibility.
Saved by the Bell, never saw it.
Slow down, Frank. Saved by the Bell is an exercise in understanding teens circa 1991 through like 93. I don't even know because you stop paying attention. I mean, people think that they've seen every episode, but they're probably still making some new ones. They have like the 15th class, Saved by the Bell, Hawaiian style. Saved by the Bell, the season where we're working at a beach the whole time, and now there's a new girl. It's just fucking. It was terrible, but I did like it. And another one would be Deadwood. A lot of people
never
loved it.
It.
HBO original programming. Fantastic, right? Never saw it. Never saw it.
News Radio, never saw. They say it's a good show.
News Radio was good. Then Phil Hartman died. Killed,
how did he
whatever.
Die?
He was killed by his wife.
Oh.
Do you know why?
Because
he would frequently yell from the basement for coffee and other things that he could have easily gotten himself, and she fucking killed him.
I see.
So, don't get too famous, Frank. It'll all be taken away, and your fans will be heartbroken, crestfallen even. Just absolutely awful. Another show, Frank? Another show that no one... I haven't really heard too many people say is bad, but I'm completely just done with. I could never watch again. The Sopranos. I could never watch another episode of that as long as...
I don't think I can watch it again either. It's just fucking awful.
I've heard too... I've seen it. I enjoyed it. I can't even fucking bring myself to look back on it and say, hey, I could enjoy that again. I could watch that again. Let me see that ending again. I enjoyed it at the time. But now it's like, okay, we get it. Let's play up New Jersey as far as we can and entertain people that have no idea what Taylor Ham is.
The Sopranos is, do people in like Alabama, I mean, we could relate to it because we're from Jersey, but do people in Alabama, do they really understand it?
I'm sure they understood it because, I mean, they understand the idea of the mob. I mean, that's what it is. The Goodfellas movies, Godfather, all of that shit. It's all popular.
But wasn't it a little bit – did you get a little bit of a rise when they would mention like cities in Jersey during the show?
Well, that's the thing. The water cooler talk following The Sopranos would be, yo, did you see the gas station on 10? Did you see it? That's where so-and-so got run over.
But the thing
I'm
is –
I'm going there Saturday. I'm going to go check it out. Like, there's going to be something there that's fucking left over. Yo, look at this. This is where so-and-so got killed. Hey, did you see that Russian running around? That was my cousin's back fucking yard. Yeah, it's like, I'm sick. I almost don't want to ever hear people praise or discuss anything. The minute I hear people really working their brains about something that, you know, I probably could enjoy, I'm just completely turned off of it. Sopranos, I did make an exception when it was on, but I can't do it again. What's another show that you that you
I was never a fan of Home Improvement, but that was...
Oh, I'm such a masculine man. Let me put a fucking a jet engine in my toaster, and it'll be hilarious. It'll be amazing. Because I don't want to wait a minute to heat a fucking Pop-Tart or whatever it is. I need to have it done in seconds and grunt because I'm so manly and stupid. And my possibly homosexual neighbor, who I've never seen his eyes, but I can guarantee you he's seen more of my kid's pelvis than I have, he will give all the advice. Wilson, I fucked up. I put a fucking nuclear reactor on my my toilet. I have no idea what I'm doing. 316. Yeah, he did die. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ Newstyle show. Who's this?
What's up? It's Craze.
What's going on, Craze?
How about Heroes?
I got really into the first season. I kind of enjoyed it. Tried watching the second season, and then they built in advertisements. They had product placement for, like, cars, where the cheerleader girl is like, oh, you bought me a Nissan Rogue. I can't believe you bought me a brand new 2007 Nissan Rogue.
I don't know, man. I'm psyched for the third season. It's coming this next week. You know, I'm going to probably try to watch all the first and second season so I could get caught up on the shows that I forgot existed or whatever.
Well, that sounds like a good plan. Maybe you should probably get a sandwich. I don't know if you want to sit on a couch, but when you decide exactly where you're going to sit, what you're going to eat while you're watching this TV show, be sure to call in next time and let me know what you did.
By the way, I love Beach Bunny. She told me she wanted me to say that I love her. So I love Beach Bunny.
Okay, so you're in love with Beach Bunny, and you're planning on watching a TV show. Nothing is in stone yet, but you know you'll work out the details and you'll follow up with us.
All right, bye.
Thank you very much. It's our buddy Seth, Frank. It's our buddy Seth.
Seth's the man.
He is. What can
I
say?
He's a big fucking star now.
Huge star. You know what? You know who had him on first, though, right?
Yes, I do.
Who's that?
The DJ Newstyle show.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you'd say that. Ron and Fez. Come on. They had him first. You didn't, you know. What a beatboxer, too, Seth is. Listen to this.
Written.
Yeah. He's just a... He's a hotbed of talent, Craze is. Yeah, and it just goes on forever. We're basically asking him if he could do random things in the Pal Talk room, and sometimes he'll oblige, Frank. I don't know. Were you a big fan of the Heroes? Did you watch
Heroes? I never saw it.
No interest in it because people can't possibly have superpowers, so there's no way it's real.
I just never saw the show. You know, what can I... I'm not going to sit here and argue with you about it, but you know what? Did you ever see this movie called Howard the Duck?
Yes, I most certainly did. I saw it when I was 8 years old. It was, at that point in my life, the greatest movie of all time.
But who played the duck? Who was the guy who played Howard the Duck?
That would be Neo is God from Pal Talk. He was amazing. Oscar-worthy performance. I have no idea who played the duck.
Okay.
The fuck? You mean, like, the voice of the duck?
Well, was there somebody in the costume?
I would guess. I really have no fucking clue.
Did they kiss in that movie?
They did. They did actually kiss. And there was a little bit of animatronics nudity. A few months back, I don't even know when, maybe even a year ago, who knows, Alki called in and he said that when he was a younger lad, he used to beat off the naked duck puppet in the bathtub in Howard the Duck. He used to use that as jack material. And I could see that because, you know, we didn't have internet porn. So, you know, that was it. I'm looking on IMDb. I guess we need to find out who it is. Howard T. Duck has about 19 credits. So, I'm not going to go down and run names, but Chip ZN was the voice, so amazing. Funny, the thing about that fucking movie, though, Frank, is that I loved it when I was 8, and I had the opportunity to see it again. Horrible. Worst movie I've ever seen in my entire life, now that I am of a more advanced mind. Is there a movie that you've seen as a kid that when you see it again, you're completely just, you know, upset and disappointed about it?
Well, I'm disappointed about movies that I saw that Not really.
A lot of people saying E.T.
I never saw it.
You never saw it? You know what? Never saw the entirety of E.T. There's a lot of movies I haven't seen, Frank.
You never saw the entirety of The Godfather.
That is true.
And you call yourself an Italian-American.
I don't... Where in the fucking Italian-American guidebook does it say that you have to see this fucking movie? Okay? I've seen all of it just
part of
in
your heritage.
Pieces.
It's part of your heritage.
It's not part of my heritage. I'm only half Italian. I'm not 100% Italian like you. That's what it is. I mean, we're talking about reality TV. We've talked about a few guests that were proposed by a certain person named Tilt. Tilt has posed the idea of having a few guests on. You'll remember the L and S controversy a few months ago. He claimed he could get George Lucas and Steven Spielberg on the show. Almost did, according to him. I have no evidence of that, but he said today he's going to get us a reality TV celebrity.
Yes.
Dog the Bounty Hunter is supposed to be calling the show in about 10 minutes. How does this make you feel?
I just can't wait to see if it's actually going to come through or not because, you know.
I know. There's that veil of uncertainty, disbelief. You know, you hear it. You don't necessarily believe it until you see it because, of what happened before. Have you ever seen his show? I mean, it's reality, so it should be something that you're into.
Yeah. Yeah, I have.
Oh, you have? Which episodes? I'm calling, but you have never seen his show, have you?
Yes, I have. I've seen episodes 132 and 155.
Oh, what were they about?
He catches bad people.
Yeah, he goes in and he gets them. It's amazing. We have a caller here, not Dog the Bounty Hunter, but I think I know who this is. You're on the DJ New Style show. What's going on? Halo Man.
No, hey, can I get an anus update?
No,
excuse me,
anus update.
What?
No anus update.
You're asking Frank for an anus update. I thought that was reserved for people that that were just a little bit creepier, like Ed McGrath.
Oh!
No, Ed, I'm fucking with you. But Halo Man, why do you want to know about Frank's 40-year-old ass? I don't understand.
38.
40.
Because I want to know if it's hurting or not.
If it's hurting? You're really that curious. Fine. Frank, is your ass hurting right now?
It's not hurting to the point where I can't take the pain anymore, but there's a little bit of a burn.
So you're what, like chewing on a rag like it was an old West surgery? Just pour some fucking Jack Daniels on it.
And, well, you know what I had to do?
Chew on leather.
This is what I had to do last night, or this morning rather. It hurt so bad when I took the dump that I actually had to slap myself in the face so that I would transfer the pain to my face as opposed to my anus.
Well, thank you, Halo Man. I appreciate it. So you slapped yourself in the face?
I slapped myself in the face. This way, it would relieve the pain of the anus. I would transfer the pain to my face so the pain in the anus wouldn't be so bad.
And this is just from taking a dump?
Taking a dump. I had to slap myself in the face.
Have you tried to condition your shits? I mean, like, maybe eating something smoother? Maybe, like, just an all-smoothie diet? something with,
Well, I drink a lot of the Frappuccino Lights. That doesn't seem to be helping, though.
That'll bind you up, though, won't it? All that dairy. I mean, I don't know. When people say, hey, that'll bind you up, what is it, rice, bananas, and shit? I mean, can't you just eat something with low fiber? Can you find something?
I don't know what that is, low fiber.
You don't know what fiber is?
I don't know what low fiber is.
It sounds pretty interesting. Low fiber.
You know,
it sounds like it's something that you'd want to know. Is that correct?
No. sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Are you sure?
No. I mean, I guess it's something with no fiber in it. But
I wanna know yes. What you're thinking? There are some things you can't hide. I wanna know what you're feeling.
It's no.
Tell me what's on your mind.
It's no secret.
Well, Frank wants to know something. Frank, why don't you repeat to us what it is that you'd like to know.
I wasn't expecting it. Just, what foods are low in fiber?
What foods are low in fiber? I would definitely say that you should be eating bran, rice, Lots of protein shakes, and you should be eating squash, sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, and you should just be chewing on plywood at this point.
I'll tell you what I stopped eating.
What?
I think I'm going to stop using Equal.
You're going to stop using Equal.
I hear that it could affect your brain activity and things of that nature. And
wait, when did you hear this? When I fucking told
Sunday.
It to you? When I told it to you?
No, my cousin told me.
Your cousin? Fuck your cousin. I told you this long ago. I drew parallels between you and Michael J. Fox, except, you know, I severed it at success and popularity. The twitching and shit is bound for you if you continue using the artificial sweeteners. I've said this to you. There's a link between Parkinson's and a NutraSweet and all that other fake shit, dude. That will kill your brain. Your motor skills, which are honestly not that developed, will be even further hampered by your distaste for real sugar.
The problem is this. You know, I utilize Equals in my lattes. Now, if I stop using Equals, I got a latte with sugar this morning, and it didn't taste the same, and it ruined my whole experience.
I find that the fake sugars, I mean, they don't taste good. They taste like chemicals. They taste like you're eating something you shouldn't be eating.
But that's how I felt when I first started drinking Diet Coke. But you get accustomed to the taste of it, and my lattes do not taste the same anymore.
That's right. A goldfish will be able to swim in a bowl of its own shit after a while. So yeah, you're tempering your entire system to accept these chemicals and deal with them. That's what you're doing. You're saying, hey, this unknown substance that I'm putting in my beverage because I can't handle it without sweets is going to be around for a while, so get used to it. That's what you're saying. It's going to come back in the form of a tumor. It's like sand in a fucking oyster. It doesn't know what to do with it. It doesn't know what it is, so it starts building shit around it to kind of keep it away from everything that's important. That's why it'll become a fucking tumor in your brain. All because I need a sweet latte, but I don't want the pounds.
Well, I also was told that Equal have something called aspartame in them, in it. You ever hear of aspartame?
Yes, I've heard of aspartame.
And they said that may be bad for you as well. You know, I'm tired of you doing that.
What?
Yeah, you know what? Whenever you hang up on the phone, that's what you do, and you got that from me, and I don't get the proper credit.
I'm on the phone with you. You want me to give you credit to you?
Right.
How like fucking arrogant are you? you hear something that I've stolen from you, used with only you, and you want me to cite that like a fucking bibliography?
Well, you know, I was the one who coined the phrase, and now you're doing it.
And also,
you don't give me credit.
Boder says, what credit? Like, what credit are you going to possibly get for a sound that you made a while ago?
Giving me accolades for discovering and creating that sound.
So, discovering and creating that sound, like you're some kind of fucking record producer. Yeah, so when I sat down with Rick Rubin, we came up with a sound. You fucking go, and that's it. It's not something fucking unique or valuable or anything worth anything. It's funny to me a little bit, so I do it to you to piss you off. But you want me to okay? Next time I do it to you in a personal phone call, I'll say copyright you. Is that gonna make you feel better? I don't understand.
I didn't want to make this a big deal, but just next, you know, a lot. You're doing a lot of the things that I should be getting credit for, and I don't appreciate it. Things are gonna change.
Really, things are gonna change. Exactly how?
Well, I may take a legal action, lawsuit of some
You're gonna
sort.
Sue me for going, aga-ga-ga-ga-ga?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you fucking, like, what grounds? I don't think you have any legal legs to stand on because you can't stop stuttering when you want to get off the phone.
It's where you disparage my character. I forget what the appropriate phrase is.
I want you to sink all of your money into this lawsuit. I hope that it drags you down so fucking far that you have nowhere to go with this.
Oh, I'll be the last one. You'll be the last one. I'll be the last one laughing.
You will be. You'll be the only one laughing when you start the thing. But however, everybody that finds out that you tried to sue somebody for some bullshit
copyright
that isn't even copywritten. That would be hilarious.
Let me tell you something. Getting back to what we were talking about before, real quick. Remember I said my equals, my lattes don't taste the same?
Yes.
We were talking about this after the show last week. Do you have certain foods that you have to always have? Like, do you have certain side dishes you always have to have at the main course? Or like when you have hamburgers, do you always have to have French fries? When you have a steak, do you always have to have a baked potato?
Normally, I don't get fries, but lately I've been getting them. It's not an always type of thing. I usually like vegetables, but I try to stay away from fried shit, so I don't get the fries or whatever.
Right. Because, you know, when you get eggs at a diner.
When I get what?
Eggs at a diner.
How do you spell that? A-Y-G.
E-G-G-S. Eggs.
Oh, I thought you were saying something completely different because it doesn't sound like the pronunciation of eggs.
You have to get home fries with it. Isn't that correct?
Would you enjoy
the eggs less if you didn't have the home fries?
I don't know. But joining the show. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
This is WWE.
Yes, WWE. How are you, buddy?
Tell Frank to get over it.
Okay, Frank, get over it, says WWE David.
Thank you, WWE. I will do that.
Thank you, Ken.
All right, that's it. He hung up.
Awesome.
Amazing.
Call.
Really good.
Awesome.
He's short and to the point. He wants you to get over it. Relax a little. Enjoy your life. But yeah, when I get eggs, I do like to have home fries.
You will enjoy the eggs less without the home fries. Is that correct?
No, because how can I enjoy them less? I mean, I eat them not because I enjoy them, because it's something that, you know, you fucking eat for breakfast. If I want to enjoy my breakfast, something that, this will put a fucking smile on my face, I'll get pancakes or something like that. Eggs are just something that you can eat. Eggs are something that you can just eat,
When you have a steak, you got to have a baked potato, isn't that correct?
No, I don't. A baked what?
A baked potato. Baked potato.
Potato.
You have to have a baked potato.
Potato.
Yeah.
There's no R. There's no
whatever.
R. Why is it that you have so many fucking foibles with your speech?
It's the equal. The equal is fucking me up.
It's killed your brain.
Listen to me.
Unable to pronounce certain words because you've chosen to follow the ways of Cher in the mid-90s.
When I have meatloaf, I have to have macaroni and cheese with it.
Really? That seems a little bit odd. I don't think I've ever heard of that combo before.
When I have, if you make a steak and you make me rice as opposed to a baked potato, I'll throw the plate in your fucking face.
Do you do this to your wife?
Well, yeah, and like I said, we discussed this last week after the show, but I thought it was a good point to bring up because I remember, I think her name is Aurelis, indicated that she's just lucky that she's cooking dinner. Okay, but I would take that plate and just throw it in your face if you made me something like that.
Have you ever done this? Have you ever taken the plate and thrown it at your wife?
Of course not.
But you yell at her when she gives you a steak and she maybe doesn't have time to make a potato or something like that. It's like, here, Frank, here's
your
steak. I
get angry because I'm not enjoying it as well. I'm not enjoying the meal as well.
You
see what I'm saying?
Fucking choke on it.
Listen to me.
She when should say, oh, you don't like it? There's no potato. You should fucking choke on it. You fuck. You ingrateful fuck. You should. That is so fucking, you are just fucking awful. To make such demand. You made me a steak, but there's no potatoes.
What kind of a
person are you?
Listen to me.
Are you a little spoiled child? Is that what it is? Do you think you're like a boy king?
When you have turkey,
making demands of your fucking servants.
When you have turkey with gravy, okay, and you don't have corn with it, it's not as good. You have to have corn with the turkey.
Yeah, but if I don't have corn, I'm not gonna, create a scene.
Have you ever had Thanksgiving without corn?
Yes, I've had Thanksgiving without corn.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
Why would you ask then?
Because you're just trying to be confrontational.
I'm saying that I've had Thanksgiving and I did not eat corn. Corn was available, but I didn't eat it. So yes, I've had Thanksgiving without corn.
Okay.
You would have Thanksgiving without corn and you would probably storm out of the place. There's no corn.
You can't have a turkey dinner without corn.
I don't understand you.
Let me ask you a question.
Someone goes through the effort of cooking all this shit for all these fucking people, and one of them says, where's the fucking corn? Oh, yeah, you know, we didn't have corn, as it turns out we were preparing for... Turkey's not going to taste as good! Not going to taste as good now! All that work, down the drain! No wonder they put you in the little rickety chair that you get cut on. No wonder. Now I see perfectly why you're the black sheep of the family. Why they treat you poorly. Why you're hated. I understand it now.
I'm not hated. Let me
you're
ask you a
disliked.
Question.
Disliked. Go ahead. Coming in from the chat room from WWE David. Shout up, Frank! I think he accidentally typed shout instead of shut. I don't think he's a fan of yours. But continue, I'm sorry.
No. yeah, I had nothing to say.
No, of course. Why would you have something to say at this juncture in time? Why would you?
You know what? You know what? How many times are you going to repeat that same thing, Barbara, about that goddamn cornflake chicken?
Well, wait, what's she saying?
Enough. You know what? I was at her place one time. She made some chicken with some shredded cornflakes on it. I didn't know what the hell was even on it. But I had eaten already before I got there. And she just fucking harps on it over and over. I'm getting tired of it.
It was already set, apparently. The plates were on the table. There was a serving laid out for you. And you said, no, not eating that. Not eating that.
I could not wait that. It was like 8:30 at
is
night,
it,
9
is it because,
o'clock at night.
Is it because they use Frosted Flakes, you fucking, you have to have everything sweet? You fuck. You little child fuck. You and your child fucking taste buds needed cornflakes to be shredded on that chicken or whatever it was.
Yeah. So,
I don't know, Frank. I mean, you seem a little bit run down. Did you have anything going on? I mean, what's going on in your life that's so fucking stressful?
We went to a wedding on Saturday, my cousin's wedding.
Oh. Well, congratulations to Frank's cousins who probably...
Well, this is the same cousin who charged me for a goddamn turkey sandwich.
Oh, so he's the guy that owns several sandwich chain
locations.
He owns locations.
Some sandwich chains. And I've done work for him for free, and that charged him. But yet I go into his friggin' sandwich shop, and he charges me for a goddamn turkey sandwich, and I was mortified.
You were mortified. Were you palling around with him a little bit? Oh hey, how are you? Okay, Frank, that's $4.93.
It was I was flabbergasted. But anyway, you know, you go to the wedding, you see cousins you haven't seen in a year or two, maybe three or four, whatever. And after you say, hi, how you doing, how you been, you don't know what else to say. And it's an awkward situation.
Yeah, no, it's pretty bad. I have a very extended family, and there are people that I don't see for years. And, you know, it's unfortunate. But when you see them, it's like, oh, so working? Yeah, still working. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then you get the ones that you don't see for a while. They're like, oh, so... Still in school? No, I'm fucking 28, actually. I'm 28 years old. It's been fucking years. Oh, so you're working. You entered that world now. You're in the real world. Yeah, I've been in it, okay? This isn't going well. Oh, look, there's Punch. And I leave. Yeah, you run out of things to say. You talk about work, the weather, how good someone looks, how bad someone looks. Like, you try to find any common ground. It's like, holy shit. Did you see Joey? Jesus, he does not look good. He doesn't look good. We might be seeing each other pretty soon. At the funeral. So, what was your small talk that you tried to make with these people?
I said, how you doing? Has a family? How are you? Good, good. And then you start looking around the room. And then you're like, all right, well, I better go back to my seat.
Yeah, the wife, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You just walk off, and then you never talk to him again.
My over the weekend, my daughter, Kayla, turned 9 years old.
Oh, congratulations. That's very nice. 9 years old.
Becoming... She's halfway to 18, halfway to adulthood.
God, that's got to scare the shit out of you, doesn't it?
It does, because there's other things that came up as well.
Well, why don't we get to that a little bit later?
Sure.
What? So, you said she had a bird. Did she have a party?
She had a party with 15 9-year-old, 8-year-old girls who slept over my house all night. It was a sleepover party.
Oh my god! Are you kidding me? Where did they, now? Did they were they close to your confines of your basement office? Is that where it went down?
Well, they were in the family room, and which is you know once you go up the stairs of the basement.
I don't need the floor plan. So you were pretty much you were isolated from it, at least a little bit secure, saved.
That's sick, Irish Alky. You're a sick man. Yeah, it was. Dude, it was just awful. These kids would not listen. They're, you know, running around the house, farting, giving each other piggyback rides, crawling on the floor. It was just awful, awful, awful. And I was angry and aggravated. And I just hid in my basement.
Yeah.
And sealed the door shut.
So now, how did were they loud? Did they leave everything?
Of course they were loud. They were loud. They were obnoxious. They wouldn't listen.
Listen!
And you can't yell. You can't yell because, you know, you'll get in trouble if you yell at them.
You're supposed to yell at them. They're in your house. They become your kids. The minute they're over your house, you can treat them just like you do your kids. Unless you fuck your kids. In that case, you're going to get arrested. But you can definitely yell at them. You can't just let them like run around like assholes in your house and tear everything apart.
This one girl was bouncing up and down on my couch with her foul feet, fungus feet.
Wait, did she have bare feet or socks?
First she had socks, then she took her socks off and had her bare feet. She was like rubbing them into the cushions. And now how am I going to put my smooth face on the cushion now?
Ew!
Now there's some foot oil on
Ew!
There.
You fucking put your face on the cushion where everybody puts their ass and where I've blown farts and where people...
Excuse me?
What?
What did you blow?
Maybe I farted a couple times when I was sitting on your couch. Maybe. I'm just saying. You know, that cake and that pizza that your wife gives me, you know, it was good. Little gassy. Little gassy is all I'm saying.
You know, I'm getting tired of the whole bullshit with you putting down my wife's cooking.
I said it was good, but it made me gassy. What the fuck?
I know, but I'm just getting tired.
Just because I may have let a little bit of a wet one out, it's okay, right? I mean, that goes in the cushion, you know, it wouldn't be too bad. Most of it was caught by my pants and underwear filtration system. Have you ever farted when you are just in you're naked or whatever and there's no filtering at all? There's nothing to filter that son of a bitch, and it's basically like the smell of pure shit. It's disgusting. You need an air filter.
You are a sick fuck. How did you even think? That doesn't even cross my fucking mind.
It's gross, but it happens.
Well, you don't do that. You should put pants on before you do it.
So you're an advocate of farting directly into your pants, whereas I can just let it fly. I'm in the shower. I'm getting out of the shower. I'm not a nudist. I don't spend most of my time fucking naked walking around this place. But, you know, I do use, you have to hope that the pants will filter the fart. Because it will be, you know, it will be just completely fucking
terrible.
Did you ever
like pick up your ass cheek in order to pass wind?
Yeah, to try and deaden the sound. You don't want to make a sound, so you want it to go from to. So you wanted to do that, so you lift it up and maybe you tilt your leg up a little bit like a dog that's about to piss on something. And that's it. Jeez, I'm killing you with the ass noises today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, whatever.
So the kids leave. They're just rubbing their mildew toes all over the fucking couch. What else? What other horror in your eyes is going on?
No respect for my stuff. No respect for anything. And my wife puts out my wife puts out the best spread. She puts out, she has all type of candies, all colorful decorations, blah blah blah. But nobody appreciates it, and it's once the morning came, I didn't leave my bedroom. I waited till everybody went home, and then I left my bedroom. I did not show my face out of my bedroom.
Now, was that to avoid not only the kids and the parents, but the cleaning duties?
No, not at all. But as soon as the last kid left, I said, Donna, the toilet, bathroom, priority. And the toilet had to be cleaned. But the funny thing is,
So you made her clean up the toilet after the kids all shit and probably pissed and did whatever else on it. You made her do it rather than you. Like, really?
I, you know what? I cleaned the toilet as well because I didn't like the job she did.
So she did it first, but then you did it
when
again.
When I went in there after she cleaned the bathroom, supposedly, I did not smell any cleaning solute, anything in the air. So I said to her, "If I don't smell any pine sol, I don't smell any
pine
any,
what pine, pine what
sol. Pine sol.
Sol.
I don't smell anything that I don't smell any cleaning supplies in here. How could you have cleaned the bathroom?" So then I had to clean it over myself. I put on my gloves and I cleaned it myself.
Just fucking nuts.
But you know what I got? We were talking about. I have to take my son Luke to preschool now. You know.
Yeah.
So, I walk him in, and the problem is when you're walking with your kid and the kid says hi to somebody, you have no choice but to say hi to that person too, even though you don't really feel like talking or even smiling or being jovial.
You almost have you almost have to tell the kid, like even with my niece or whatever. You know, if I'm walking with any kid, and my little cousin, whatever, and you come by someone they know, now you have to like, "Oh yeah, hi, I'm so-and-so. I'm this and that." And you really were just going to walk by him, even if you kind of knew him. You were just going to give him, like, "Oh, I didn't see you there," if they say something. But no, the kid always wants to talk to everybody they know. Any kid wants to talk to anybody that they see that they know.
And somebody types him in the room, "My son is not gay, and I really don't like what you're saying there, number one."
That would be that would be real underscore done underscore 12.
And I will be calling my attorney tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Listen to me.
Another lawsuit. But
the thing is, you know, I don't feel like, you know, I don't want to have to say hi to people. Sometimes you ever say, like, has this ever happened to you where you're in a store or something and there's somebody that you know and you probably even know well, but you just don't feel like talking or saying hi? And you, did that ever happen to you?
Sometimes I will just look straight ahead or straight at the ground for the duration of my stay in this place. If I suspect that they're there, look by him and walk like I'm in. He must be in the zone today. But no, I always get stopped. They're like, hey, what? Oh, hey, how are you? Yeah, looking for rice. Didn't know where it was. Sorry, it was really zoned in.
I saw my mother in the post office the other day. I didn't even say hi to her because I wasn't in the mood.
Your mother, you know? You would ignore your own mother, too. You know why? Because she calls you a grouch. She told me that you were a grouch when I met your mom.
Whatever. Listen to me.
You fucking grouch.
So you have to say hi to these people, and it's just – and I say to Luke, please don't say hi to anybody today, please. And he goes, "This is my daddy." And he tells the whole world, "This is my daddy. This is my daddy."
He could have said that you were something worse. This is my friend. is my friend. Mm-hmm. He takes me to the zoo. He has an awesome van. He told me he has gummy bears in his glove box.
Right. This is going to put me out there, and I'm kind of embarrassed about it. But my son is only 4 years old. Okay.
He's a four-year-old kid.
You know how sometimes when you ask, like you say to a kid, are you going to get married? Who are you going to marry? And he's only like, you know, 3 or 4 years old. And they usually, you know, just say something like a sister or a cousin or whatever, right?
Yeah, sure. They want – or like a celebrity or something like that, right?
Well, we said to my son Luke, "Who are you going to marry, Luke?" He said Kyle.
Kyle Gass from Tenacious D.
Kyle is a boy in his class that he's friendly with.
Wait, what's your son's name?
Luke.
Luca. Is his name Luca?
No, Luke.
Oh. He does live on the second floor, right?
His bedroom's on the second floor.
Don't tell that to Kyle. So he wants to marry Kyle?
Were you trying to set up that song and you fucked up?
No. I have a nice bed for talking about your son who wants to marry his friend Kyle. It's okay. Yeah. Sulu just got married to his longtime boyfriend. It's almost, you know, legal everywhere now, pretty much, right? And I have no idea.
Yeah.
So yeah, let him go at it.
Go ahead.
Wait, what about Tilt?
Well, Tilt, you know, he's not even here, but, you know, what the fuck, Tilt?
No, I sent him a message. I said, "So 9:30, huh? Apparently, we have Steven Spielberg coming up next in about 10 minutes. My name is Luca. My daddy wants me to marry Kyle. Okay, enough of that. So he does gymnastics. He's
going to cooking class.
He hugs his friend. He goes to cooking class, and now he wants to marry his friend. Is Kyle the same one that he greets with a hug and kiss?
Yeah.
So, do you have any suspicion of something going amiss? I mean,
He's all boy. He likes
he's all boy.
All boy stuff.
He's all boy. Well, guess what? Gay boys love boys that are all boy.
Nah, he likes, you know, like dinosaurs and all that, and cars and things of that nature. He's only 4 years old. Remember, I think it's harmless.
He didn't know what it meant. He didn't know what it means. But that's
because then after that he says he wants to marry his sister. So he, you know, what does he get?
So he doesn't know. He's just following your lead with your sister Donna. It's okay.
Excuse me.
What?
Nothing.
I didn't know. So you're just all over the map. You have your son, questionable orientation at this young age, and your daughter is the ripe old age of 9. Why don't we take a quick break right now?
Yeah.
And then we will get right back to it. It's the DJ New Style Show on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com, the thing you do with your ears. I invented that, not you. Do you understand me?
Do you like my special effect overlay?
No, it's garbage. This is the DJ New Style Show.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
Hi everyone, you're listening to the super coolest radio show ever, the Jimmy Francone super magical tiger slapping astronaut cage fighting walrus stabbing show. Okay, so I'm super pissed that summer's over and school's back on, but it's kind of cool because I get to make fun of all the fat kids in my gym class because it's the coolest. And today, my teacher told me that he went to high school with my mom and my dad, and he told me that my dad was a drunken loser, and I said back to him that teachers are supposed to teach me things I didn't already know, and then he told me to come to his desk, and he called me a little asshole. And then he sent me to the principal's office, which I thought would be bad, but ended up being coolest because I got there, and he had a little dish of candies, and he gave me one, and it was a Grape Jolly Rancher. Coolest. Okay, so I'm going to go, and I'm going to try to get in trouble over and over and over again until he runs out of grapes and oranges and greens and only has red left, because reds are for fat kids like Steven and homos. let's go to the Jimmy Francone Show's super coolest hotline in the world.
You could tell Mr. McDonald that he should shut his fucking mouth before I beat his ass silly. Like I did in the varnish room in the woodshop.
But Dad, he said all you ever do is drink and masturbate, and he said that one time in high school, Mom gave him a handy in the back of a Ford Tempo, and I'm not sure that makes sense to me.
And that fucking whore mother of yours is dead to me because this fucking school ain't even gonna let me in to see you during lunch times and during classes. And I constantly have to get in verbal and physical arguments with the administration because she's got them all fucking brainwashed. You're my fucking son! You are my fucking son!
But Dad, you're not allowed on school property without pants!
I was bringing you lunch, you little shit!
Yeah, but Dad, the lunchbox didn't have anything except for a banana peel and a thermos, and the thermos was filled with your medicine, and it smelled really bad, and sometimes it sets fires.
They can all go fuck himself in the face, especially that fucking bastard, Mr. McDonald. I'll see you on the fucking baseball field at 3, you faggot.
Well, I really hope my dad doesn't beat up my teacher because I like it when I don't have to live with strangers because my dad's in jail and my mom's in Europe getting private time with doctors. Dad, please don't fight my teachers. Well, I guess that concludes the Jimmy Francone Super Ninja Battle Action Stomach Punching Radio Show. Coolest.
Where's me smack?
The DJ New Style Show.
Oh, snap. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. DJNewStyleShow.com. HearUsTalk.com. God, it is good to be back. After that 3 minute or so break. Frank, how are you today?
Huh?
How are you, Frank?
Good, good.
Good. Jesus Christ. So, no Dog the Bounty Hunter yet?
Did you really think it was going to happen?
Wait, did he call you? Did he cancel? Did he call you? Or was he supposed to call me? I don't know. Apparently, Tilt called me while we were at Chick-fil-A. Someplace in the mall! Me and my girlfriend were at a Chick-fil-A enjoying some really unhealthy food.
Big spender.
And just having a blast. Excuse me?
Nothing.
Pardon me?
Big spender.
Hey, big spender. We happen to enjoy that food, okay? We happen to enjoy that food. It was delicious. But he calls us up. He calls me up on my cell. He's like, Ken, Dog is confirmed. 9:30 Tuesday. And I'm like, oh, it's really good. It's really good. Blah, 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 blah. And he sends me another message today. He's like, confirmed. Dude, 9:30 Tuesday. Dog. DC. He's going to be on. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm starting to believe it. I put a little note up in the banner of the room. I tell a few people. I'm like, well, you know, he confirmed it. And it's not exactly Spielberg or Luke. Can you, by the way, can you at least feign interest in the shit that I'm saying instead of fucking yawning and making whatever ruckus you're making in the background?
I'm sorry. I apologize for him.
That's what I hear in the background. Unless you've been put into an iron lung, you shouldn't be making these noises.
Are you okay? Yeah, I am. I rushed downstairs, though. I didn't know where we're back on that. But anyway.
So you're winded.
No, I'm fine now.
Well, now you are. You caught your breath. You have it all back. So what we were talking about before we went on break, while we were desperately holding out hope that a certain bounty hunter with Diamond Dallas Page's fucking haircut was going to call in, we were just trying to stretch a little bit, but we were talking about your daughter and her ninth birthday. Now, you were saying that something's going on. She's halfway to being an adult, 9 years old, 9 more years. She's going to be 18. She's probably going to have a couple kids, maybe a few
Excuse
baby
me?
Daddies. What?
Baby daddies?
Maybe.
What do you mean by that?
You know, shoot for the moon. She could have one, maybe two. The world is her oyster, Frank. I mean, don't you want descendants? She better get started early. And well, I don't know what's going on, but you know, only 9 years and she's going to be an adult. What's happening now? What's going on?
Well, the problem is she was starting to get pains in her chest. More
is she okay? Like her heart or something?
No, it wasn't. It was more toward the right and the left. It was more toward the
what?
More toward the breastbone area.
The breastbone.
Yeah.
She's having pains by her breastbone.
Yeah, and we've come to the conclusion that she's beginning the stages of becoming a woman, because I guess she's going through some growing pains.
Man, what a perfect time it is for this caller. On the DJ New Style Show, our friend, your friend, Barbara, a girl.
Frank, I'm sorry.
Wait, why are you sorry for Frank now? I don't understand.
Frank, she's becoming a woman.
That's what it is, right? It's definitely that. Frank, are you aware of this?
I don't want to recognize that, and I will not recognize that. She'll always my little princess who likes Beauty and the Beast and things of that nature. But she said to me, she says, Daddy, I know what God got me for my birthday. And I said, what, honey? And she said, breasts. And then she's,
oh, my God.
Oh, and, man.
And she said, and know what else she said? She says, pretty soon I'll be getting my period as well.
Oh, man. Oh, imagine that. That'll be two periods going off in that house now.
Where does she know about periods? So?
Well, I mean,
you know. From Frank, obviously.
She's 9 years old. She she has a mother who hasn't gone through her changes yet, so I'm sure she knows.
Her changes.
Ah, I see.
Wow. So she's... Is she? Do you think you get the sense that she's anticipating this? She's excited to get on the
she
road to
womanhood. She was excited
about
it, and it was hurting my feelings.
Why is it hurting your feelings? What does it matter?
She was getting all happy and giddy about it, and I didn't appreciate that. I said, "Go to your room. I don't want to hear this anymore."
So, Barb, this is something that happens. You have pains like near your nipples or whatever. How does that?
Yeah, it's normal. That happened to me too. I was an early bloomer too. I mean, this is pretty fucking early, Frank. But
9 years old. Do you have Barb? What's an age where this happens? Like, I thought 12 or something, 13, something like that. I have no idea.
I mean, I'm almost 23, and so I started just about 13 years old, just around there, maybe 12, 13 years old. So this is already considerably younger, and it's pretty much the norm at this point.
So Lara's checking, and she says she didn't get it until 15. You didn't get it until 13. 9. What kind of fucking hormones or chemicals are being pumped into the food?
I started growing pubic hair when I was in third grade.
So when you try to relate this to your kids, I think you should probably leave that out. Just a little, a little warning. Did you show it off to your friends? Look
no,
what
but
I got, guys.
Huh? I had it. When I was in sixth grade, I had hair on my legs. I was the first boy to have hair on his legs, and I was so embarrassed.
And you're also the first to have nothing but skin on your head.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. So your daughter is in the early stages of puberty, right?
I'm sure she's in the very, very pre-early stages before. I mean, I'm sure it's not going to go develop anything further until
now,
a couple of years.
Now, Barb, is it safe to say that you were one of the first kids in your class to develop tits?
I would say definitely. But that was definitely me, that I was that girl, yes.
Is there a downside to that? I mean, it seems like, hey, you have the key to the entire world now, celebrate. But, I mean, you might be getting harassed, right? I mean, when you're that young and there's that many just fucking crazy, insane, hormone-driven little boys around you.
I mean, there are a few things to worry about, and Frank should probably be getting ready for her to start dating probably within the year or so.
Excuse me?
Within the year? Wow.
No, not within the year. Maybe in the next few years. But there are a few downsides, and that's mostly the teasing from boys. And, I mean, other stuff. It's not just your body changing. It's a lot of things. You get acne first if you're an early bloomer. Your body starts changing, clothes doesn't fit the same way, and she's going to start getting really awkward, and she's going to hate you even more now.
This is the part of her life, I guess, where you're going to be shut out, Frank. I mean, Barb, isn't that right? Like, the father gets shunned until she's, 16.
Yeah, basically, I mean, she doesn't even know you exist until she needs a car, which is around 16, 17.
I'm completely floored here. Frank, how does this make you feel? Especially since the Beauty and the Beast. Beauty and the Beast music is playing right now. Oh, it looks like we have a call here. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Barb and Germ Freak, who is completely frightened right now. Who's this?
This is Solera, and I am 66% thrilled to be on the phone with two-thirds of the people in the room. I was trying to do math. It's late. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. So what's going on here? Solera, what's up? Do you feel bad for Frank?
I think Frank should shun her from this moment. Just shun her like they do in the Congo, and then try to get her vulva removed, and it'll be fine.
Oh my God! Just leave her in the jungle somewhere.
Now, Solera, you have all boys. Is that correct?
Yes, they're disgusting. They're revolting and they're disgusting.
Do you pine for a daughter?
You have a beautiful little girl who is becoming a woman, and now it's your turn. Your time. to start rejecting her, just like every man will.
Oh,
you
my
have
God.
To start training her.
Frank, we have a special dedication coming in for you and your daughter right here.
Butterfly kisses, I hope.
Oh, naturally.
Oh, come on,
Frank,
dude.
There's two things I know for sure. Your daughter's going to be the first girl with tits in the school, and that's not good. She was sent here from heaven. Now God's giving her breasts. Happy ninth birthday. I can't believe she said, God's giving me breasts. That's my present. And she said this to you?
She prayed for them.
And she says that she's going to be getting her license in like 7 years. I mean, she's already thinking about cars, for Christ's sake.
Oh, my God. Frank.
Are you involved in these conversations about her menstruation or her breast?
No.
No. I run a... Do you just beat yourself with your own shoes while they're going on somewhere in the house?
You know what? I know we joke about it, but it's very sad. And whenever I think about my kids getting older, I get very teary-eyed, and I build up with sadness.
Now, Frank.
Well, that's because you have girls. I mean, I don't know if you feel the same way about your son. The little girls are different. I don't have one.
Apparently,
I wanted one a few years ago, but you don't. Little girls are different. You want them always to be with you. Little boys, you want them to get away from you.
Well, his little boy apparently has just said earlier that he wants to marry his friend Kyle. So apparently he's got three little
Frank
girls.
Wants to get away faster.
I don't know, Frank. I don't know. She's looking like her mama a little more every day. One part woman, Frank. The other part girl. To perfume and makeup from ribbons and curls. Frank, how much is it going to freak you out when you see just tampon boxes and condoms in that little girl's room? personal lubricant, tampons and condoms.
She's so terrible. I can't do this. Sturm, can I share something with you?
Yeah, why don't you give him some advice?
I'll share something with you. My oldest is 13, and recently I was doing the laundry, and I was sorting, and I grabbed a towel that was completely crusty.
Oh!
With my bare hands.
Oh, man.
I didn't cry because it was depressing to know that my boy was growing up. I cried because I had just touched his flaking jizz towel with my bare hands.
Clutched his jizz rag. You fuck.
Now, your husband is saying it was his.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't.
Now, wait, maybe he's confused. Maybe they're using the same one. I'll take the one side.
Between the sperm in this house, and it wasn't his.
Oh, just the aroma coming off of it.
So just be lucky that your little girl, hopefully she won't be a squirter very young. And you'll never have to pick up a towel crusting with her release.
Now, Frank, your mom, 4708 from Ustream, is asking if you think reality TV is contributing to girls becoming whores a little faster than they used to. Do you think it's possible that since you've had nothing but a never-ending stream of reality TV on your fucking TV, that your girl is becoming a woman just a bit quicker? I can't listen to this fucking butterfly kisses anymore. Let me just turn this off. Let's hear that part again here. She asked me what I'm thinking. Frank, think about this part. And I said, I'm not sure. I just feel like I'm losing my baby girl. She leaned over and said, Dad, I have tits and a black boyfriend and a kid. God damn it, Frank. Are you crying yet? Because you should be.
No. Frank, that's how you make him so that he could grow up. Why are you all upset? I can't watch him. He's all upset.
His head is in his hands. He's got the oldie time filter on it with the little grains in the film look. He basically looks like a snuff film. Frank, you look like a snuff film right now. I feel like I'm watching 8mm.
That's awful.
I am all about mocking you because you're crazy, but I can tell you this, that you can't get upset because your daughter's growing up. I don't understand how she's, I didn't get anything until I was like 15. Like, I was just nothing. Then within 3 months, I had everything, but, you know, I don't know what's going on with girls that they're blossoming. That's a nice word for it, blossoming,
yeah.
Blooming like an onion. At, you know, 9 years old.
They basically learn double-digit subtraction, and then they get tits. That's basically how it's starting to fold out now.
They don't even know that. I don't even know if they... I don't think they've gotten to fractions yet. Have your daughter done fractions?
They're learning the different units of measure. After they get to the liquids section, they begin having sex.
You know, the other last night or whatever, we were talking about periods, and I mentioned when I called the period a friend, and you put me down for that. Is that something that is not acceptable?
No, it's a little corny. You called it
gay.
Yeah,
but what do you call it when you have it?
A period.
Yeah, everybody right, calls it the period. You are the only little den mother that decides to call it a friend.
Okay. My grandmother called it La Luna, which is the moon, because you get your period with the moon cycles every 28 days.
I mean, it either sounds like a hip coffee spot or a fucking delicious dessert. I don't know. Either one.
And our sex conversation involved my mother and grandmother explaining to us how to clean our vaginas. In great detail. They left nothing to be unturned. They wanted to make sure our pussies never stank. And then
God bless
they
them.
Told us, and now that you know this, cross your legs. And we were like, all right. And they were like, you keep them that way. That was the sex part of the pussy maintenance conversation. I'm not kidding you. This happened to me and my sister and my cousin Penelope.
We were all
given the wash your pussy conversation and then told to cross our legs. And never open them.
Keep it
never.
Clean and don't use it. It's like the fucking towels in the bathroom that are just for decoration. I'm sorry, what was that, Bob?
Frank, why don't you have that conversation with her?
Keep it up, yeah. Tell her how to keep her gash clean.
Listen, I don't appreciate your attitude. I don't appreciate you trying to be funny. I will not discuss that with her.
I wonder if she'll buy pie at the supermarket like Mama, too.
Buy what?
Dessert.
She'll buy boxed dessert.
No, that was a fresh pie.
I don't know.
And
about
fresh
that.
Pizza, not bubbly.
It was bubbly. God damn it! And you know what? I'm convinced that she didn't even shred the mozzarella cheese herself. She fucking bought the pre-shredded cheese.
Oh, you're an asshole. You know that? You're just an unappreciative fuck.
And the pre-sliced pepperoni.
There was no pepperoni on there.
She didn't use one utensil in making this meal.
There was no pepperoni on there.
Bought all the individual pre-prepared ingredients and threw it in a fucking Dutch oven or whatever the fuck.
Whatever I have a bread maker for you John. Think
go ahead.
Because you seem completely upset about the fact that you're having to have this conversation with your 9-year-old daughter. And I don't want to have these conversations with my son. But would you feel more comfortable talking to your son about, you know, getting older and the stuff that he's going to be inclined to do because, you know, I don't even want to say it, but you know, that's what boys do. They find out that happens.
I just say, you know what? Do things in your own room and close the door. I don't want to know about it. That's what I'll say to them.
So now, knowing that they're going to the room to do this, are you more comfortable with the idea that your son is closing the door and jacking it to God knows what, or that your daughter is closing her door and shoving God knows where.
You know what? All right. Easy,
does it happen? Easy. Is that a common occurrence? Yeah, it is.
Easy.
So it's apparent which one you're more comfortable with. You're familiar with jacking off, so it's okay that your son does it. However, you've never had to put a rubber cock
in your own vagina. We're going a little too far now. We're going a little too far.
I don't understand. We're just discussing things.
Yeah, we're going a little too far.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. Does either of you have advice, Barb or Shalera? Why don't we go to Barb first? Some advice for Frank in raising his soon-to-be-a-woman daughter.
Well, Frank, I think you should continue doing what you're doing, and that's completely ignoring your fatherly duties. And just let Donna take over the way that she always has.
Hmm. I see. Thank you.
Now, Solera, do you have something you'd like to tell him? Just from your heart.
From my heart, I'm going to agree with Barb. Don't involve yourself with any conversation about your daughter's vagina. I'm going to say what you can do as a dad is always tell your daughter she's beautiful and she can never disappoint you. Even though apparently she disappoints you by being a child and being disgusting. But you have to make her feel like she doesn't make you disgusted.
I can completely picture Frank as the type of dad who, after she begins dating, will ask exactly what has gone on. We'll ask about how many people she slept with. I can guarantee you, curiosity is going to get the better of you, and you're going to have to know, and you're going to eventually blow up to the point where you just put it all on the. How many guys? Seriously, how many guys? That's going to be you.
That won't be happening. That won't be happening.
I think we fast forward 9 years.
Well,
maybe a couple weekends home after college. You're gonna
tell me she wants to go away to college. I said, no way you're going away to college. No way.
Why?
Well, why don't you just tell her you do what you want when the time comes, and that way you don't create a situation where you're forcing your hand. I don't know. You have kids. I don't understand how you don't get this. They want to fight you.
Yes.
They want to what?
If you focus attention on things, then they're going to want to do them, Frank. It's like everything. Yes.
Yeah. They want to fight you. So if she says, I think my boobies are growing, just say, I hope they get really big. That'd be awesome. And then she'd be like, no, I don't want big dicks. My daddy wants me to have them.
And then she grows up and says, yeah, my dad really encouraged the development of my tits and called it awesome. this is the greatest thing that's ever happened to us. Oh, my goodness. Well, Solera, thank you for calling in. You're one of the hosts of The What Show, which is live on Friday nights.
I've been told this.
What's that?
What?
I've been told that I am one of the hosts of The What Show.
It is.
I can't give you any further information. It happens sometime on Fridays.
So anytime on Fridays, just cruise Pal Talk. Is that correct?
just cruise, and there will be people yapping and possibly getting divorced. And that will be The What Show.
And it's thewhatshow.com.
Great show.
Yes. I believe it's spelled T-E-H. Am I wrong?
Yes. It's the way you would spell the, actually.
Oh, the website is T-H-E,
thewhatshow.com.
And MySpace is T-E-H.
Well, if we can get to the MySpace from the website, I think that'll be pretty good. It's thewhatshow.com, Friday nights. It's you, your husband, Alki, Jeff, and his wife that he thinks is a slave, Missy.
Yes. Well, you know, Jeff and Germ should do a show.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
I will hang up and listen to myself.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling in. Now, Barb.
Mm-hmm.
Frank's daughter is going to get older. Mm-hmm. She's going to have more of these little get-togethers. Her friends are going to also get older. It's going to get to the point where, Frank, where your house is going to be jam-packed with fucking jailbait. You are going to be the creepiest, slimiest person in the entire world at that point. You are going to have excuses for them to come help you with stuff. Why don't you come out to the garage? Here, look.
You know, I'm not even going to
pick up these pens.
That's just, you know.
I think that's where you're going to be at.
Frank, you got to watch yourself now. Now it's iffy now. Some of these girls are gung-ho for you.
Now, Barb, as one of the earlier developing girls in your class, what advice can you give? Like, what things should Frank look at or look ahead for with his daughter? What things can he expect?
Well, Frank, she's going to start wanting to go out. Definitely not wanting you to drive her places because you're a fucking complete embarrassment.
Excuse me?
She's going to want to start dating boys. And as soon as you start telling her that boys are bad, things are going to go awry.
Oh, my.
So I suggest you don't do that.
It can go one of two ways. She can either just go completely nuts for boys, or she can go completely nuts for not boys. Or both.
You know, times.
Yeah. Frank, you could do things very, very wrong right now. You need to treat this with kid gloves. Things could go horribly if you behave the way you're behaving right now. Do you understand this? Do you understand that you need to improve at life? This is a very critical time.
Have we done enough bashing of me tonight or what?
I'm not bashing you. I'm preparing you for the future.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand? This is critical.
Now, Ken, how many kids do you have?
I have zero kids, Frank.
Oh, okay. And Barb, how many kids do you have?
None that live.
Well, so Frank, what does that matter? We're not parents, but the thing is, all of us have been kids. We've all known kids that fit certain circumstances. We don't want your children to fit those parameters so that they become the girl that everybody tries to grip their first tit on in the fucking woodshop.
All right. You know what? We're going a little
We're going
too far
over.
Here.
We're
going
to go to her house after school. We're all going to have fucking dry humping orgies while her dad is at work. It's not.
Her dad just sits in the basement.
It happens.
Come over. My dad sits in the basement all day. He doesn't even come up.
I got this Snapple bottle filled with rum. We're all going to go over her house. Things like this happen. You have to be on the lookout, Frank. Do you understand?
Yes.
God.
Thank you for the advice.
Frank, have you ever dry humped?
Non-parent. You know what? How's about we change the topic? Enough about me.
I believe I just did.
Enough about me.
Enough about you. Fine.
Let's talk about you.
About me.
Yeah.
What are Frank. You're skating the issue. Bob, can you try to correct him a little bit, please?
Frank, stop it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, WWE David. I appreciate it.
He called the Ron and Fez show yesterday.
I had no idea.
Yeah, neither did he. Apparently,
he is.
And what is dry humping anyway? I mean, is that it's pointless.
Well, it's rubbing your dick while it's covered on something else.
That's what it is.
Basically, simulating sex without actual penetration.
I see.
So
you talk.
It's basically the hope of initiating a case of the gooey pants. You want to have a gooey zipper by the time you're done.
You see, that's not something I go for, so I would never do something like that because I don't like gooey pants.
No, nobody wants gooey pants, Frank. But these kids, they don't necessarily think they're up to the sexual challenge, or they're not allowed to. So they somehow convince the early developing girl, the first girl in the class with tits, that you know this is completely fine. It's not like we're having sex. Wait, did you just say tell me about it? So this was this a regular occurrence for you, Barb? People trying to lure you to weird places?
Well, I mean, we all have those older kids in the class, the badasses that, you know, find out about tits and start talking about it. I mean, one of the worst things about it, Frank, is that once she starts developing early, older boys start paying attention, and then that's where the problems start.
I like that you say that when
they
found out...
You talk have experience of from this.
Yeah, what's going on?
You know, a little dabble.
Well, Frank, you wanted to change the topic. Why don't you steer, buddy? Because apparently you don't like the direction I was going in.
Yeah, so we're talking about the wedding I went to.
You fucking dope. Do you understand what's going on right now?
You suck.
You had Barb ready to just say everything that she was had to go through as the early development girl.
Yeah,
and we want to hear about your fucking wedding.
Okay.
Oh, how many dances did you do, Frank? How was the electric slide? Amazing. Continue.
Love you.
Jesus Christ. Let me take care of this for a little bit, Frank. Frank is pretty inquisitive, isn't that correct?
Yeah, he used to be with me. I don't know about it anymore.
He thinks he found out everything he possibly could. Frank, is that correct? I mean,
after finding out that I suffer from drippy cock, what else is there to know?
Not with you, you dope. You, we're talking about you and the way you would ask Barb constant flurries of questions.
Idiot.
Now's your chance, buddy boy.
What's the peachy game?
Oh, Jesus Christ, Frank.
Wait, what is this? I'm not aware of this.
Well, when I was a youth, I had a boy live down the block, and we played a game called the peachy game. Now, the peachy game, we both sat in a hamper, in a dark, huge hamper. I mean, we were young kids. We were young, Frank, so thank you for bringing this up. This isn't pedophilic at all. We sat in a hamper with a flashlight, and we would take turns exploring each other, I guess if that's the term, for hours. This would go on in his dad's hamper, and then I'll go home. I have cookies.
So it was just playing doctor, but you gave it the name the Peachy Game.
Yes, I have no idea where that came from. I think it was a term that he used to call or to name his own penis, I guess.
He called his cock a peachy?
Yes, a peachy, yes.
Jesus. Was it an Italian gentleman?
No, he was not, of course. We're so embarrassing. He was of Polish descent, of course. He was born here, but of Polish descent.
Mm-hmm. I think I actually have audio of him as a grown-up adult, I think.
Głosak banana, fuck you. Przychodzisz, kurwa, się picujesz. Do tego frajera się, kurwa, picowałaś, ty, kurwa, kukło pierdolona.
Oh, man, oh, man. Well, you know, Frank, I don't know. Is there anything else that you'd like to do?
No,
I met that guy later on.
So wait,
maybe like 14.
The
Did
person
you play the game again.
So you were 14 years old, and you ran into the guy that you played the PC game with.
Yes, my PC buddy. It was at a Easter Sunday mass, fittingly.
So was there any rekindling of the spark, that you two had while in a hamper exploring each other?
Did you guys go to the laundromat or something?
No. But it looked like he was emotionally scarred, so to tell you the truth, but it looked like he was pretty emo. I'll say that.
Wouldn't you say that the kids that initiate this type of stuff are like the kids that were probably like molested? I mean, like, who gets
I guess so. I mean, there was a neighbor boy who ended up later, he would come over sometimes and he would say, oh, yeah, we play the peachy game. And the older boy was like, you play that? So he knew what the game was. So, I mean, I don't know what's going on there.
So the actual name is something, it's like a local brand of sorts. People are aware of this.
So. Wow. I don't want to, you know, Garfield, New Jersey, what?
Solara's saying that she doesn't think it's a molestation thing. That kids are curious, and that's what.
And there was a lot of that basically. And Frank telling his daughter to go to her room when she's talking about her breast developing probably doesn't help that out.
Jesus. So now it evolves from the peachy game to the point where you're a budding young woman in school. Now, what kind of harassment is thrown your way? From the by the way, well, from the kids who understand breasts, as you said, those pioneers that really get it.
I mean, there were kids who didn't. There were boys who didn't give a fuck. I mean, for the most part, they don't know. They don't even understand, really. They're just trying to hang out with other boys. But there are some that have seen porn or something like that, and they would know what boobs are, and they would just point it out, you know. They would try to grab, I guess, or pretend like they're going to grab it, and you have to play it off like, oh, yeah, or tell and be a bitch.
So those who tell, they're bad people.
Yes.
Basically.
Of course.
So you play it off, you laugh it off, and they stop or they just come back.
Right, precisely. And that's why Frankie needs to build up her self-esteem as much as he possibly can.
Yeah. You have to basically make her think that that she's worth a little bit more than the occasional grab in the fucking gym or whatever. I don't know. Is it always the kid who has porno dad that initiates all this stuff, or is it just, you know, somebody that just goes up and is curious about breasts and does all this stuff?
I think it has to do with the personality. You know, I think it's just, it just depends on whether or not they're developing, whether or not they're growing up.
I don't know. I mean, to me, it seems that it's just a fucking tinderbox waiting to fucking go completely off and just start fucking blazes in that classroom. The minute one happens, the wheels begin turning in their little fucking their minds. Any creativity, any desire for anything else just goes completely out the window, and now all they can think about, I wonder what that's like. I wonder what that's like. I wonder what it's like. And then they grab it, and then they
maybe get stabbed. Like a lot of the people who are repressed will then rebel against the parents?
I think that's true. If you tell them no, no, no. I mean, that's what they were saying to you on the phone, that the more you set guidelines, the more the kids are going to want to go against those things.
I mean, like
don't drink soda or eat sugar. Well, they're going to get a hold of sugar and see that it's fucking awesome and then just go completely nuts, and then you have a big fat ass for a kid.
Right.
I mean, and it can go two ways, Frank. I mean, they can either end up being extremely introverted and just end up figuring it out on their own, or not figuring it out at all, but keeping it inside. And there are some that end up being extroverted with their pent-up aggression and, you know, fuck everything in sight, which is what we see a lot of now.
You just basically have to instill some sense of confidence and self-worth, I guess. This is the DJ News Style Show. We're talking about child psychology and kids that get tits pretty early, and the scumbag kids that really exploit them for what they are. We had a really fat girl that got tits, like, just because she was fat. They weren't real tits. They were just fat. And then she got tits on top of that. And then it was just all mayhem broke loose. I wasn't the, as you said, Barb, the guy that was fully aware of, like, you know, tits are what you need to go after. A little bit of a, I guess, a late bloomer or whatever. But, like, some of my friends would all of a sudden, I'm going to hang out with Christina. I'm like, why? She's 300 fucking pounds. And I would never understand it until, like, a couple years later. And they would go over there, they would fucking triumph, bring liquor to her house. And it's all because she had working parents. She was the house that was open, and she was the one with the fucking breasts. And that's what fucking made it all happen. You got to be, even if you're responsible, Frank, even if you're responsible and you lock everything up and all that, the kids are going to find this shit at somebody who's not as responsible's house. Take it and go somewhere where the parents are nowhere to be found. And it's going to happen. So no matter what you do, you have to make sure that your kid fucking has some fucking head on their shoulders to know that the tits on their chest are a little bit better than than fucking just grab bags or whatever. I don't know. Barb, do you have anything you want to leave Frank with for right now? I got to say, I'm looking at Frank. He seems a little bit awkward. He hasn't said too much. I just think this is too much for you to digest, Frank. Is that a fair assessment?
It's hard for me to swallow.
It'll take time, Frank. It'll take time. I have a phrase that I've learned in the last 2 months that helps me out, and that's, but this is us!
But this is us! Thank you very much for calling the show, Barb. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it very much.
Frank, you're so awkward right now. I don't understand it. I gotta say it. I don't understand it.
I apologize. I'm sorry.
We want to take a quick break here. It's the DJ News Style Show on Heroes Talk. It's HeroesTalk.com. Think you do the... Copyright me. Is that okay?
Yeah. No!
The DJ News Style Show will be back after something.
I can't tell you why, but lots of people call my phone. So, I'm sorry. So you said you're a singer?
Yeah.
And your influence, I missed it. What was your influence again?
Celine Dion.
Oh, Celine Dion. She sings the Titanic song.
Yeah, but it's been long, though, since Titanic. She sang a lot after that.
What's your favorite song of hers?
Oh, I got a lot of that. There's a song called 10 Days.
How does it go? Would you sing it for me?
Oh, sure. Can you just wait? I want to play in my ear so you can hear it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So I'll be able to sing it better when I hear her.
Yeah,
in my eyes,
that's
in my
fine.
Ear, sorry. Okay, hold up. So you're following American Idol?
No, not really. I'm sorry, I'm eating cereal.
Yeah, it's all right.
That's okay. No, I haven't followed American Idol, really. Do you? I mean, I personally, I can't bear to watch other people get more famous than me. Did you have a favorite American Idol singer?
Yeah, I like Jordan Sparks, the last winner.
What about Fantasia Barrino?
Yeah, I like her. She's so good.
She can't read, but she's awesome.
Can't read?
She does not know how to read.
Really?
And she's got a giant ass. But she's really good.
Yeah, she's got like one of the most beautiful voices I've ever heard.
And what an ass.
Actually, I didn't look at that.
Oh, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know who else is good? Clay Aiken. He was really good.
Yeah, Clay Aiken is really good.
What an attractive man.
Yeah. Are you gay?
No.
Okay.
I recognize when, you know, people are handsome and stuff. It's okay.
Yeah, that's
okay. So do you want to sing? I'd love to hear it.
Yeah. Just a second. I'm just getting this song.
Oh, okay.
I'm interrupting you here or something?
Oh no, I want to hear this.
All right. I'm kind of like Clay Aiken a little. I'm not sure.
You're what a little?
Like my voice, like Clay Aiken's voice a little.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it now.
All right. I'm just trying to get like Celine Dion song so I can, you know.
I think I need to put pants on. Hold on a second, okay?
Alright.
Hold on a second.
Sure.
Alright. Okay, I got pants on now. What's going on? You're from Egypt?
Yeah, I'm Egyptian. I've been to the States actually before.
Oh, you have? What part?
The east part, like New Jersey.
Oh, really?
New York.
Yeah, I'm actually from New Jersey. I'm from a city.
Really?
Yeah. It's amazing. I'm from a city called East Brunswick.
Beautiful. I don't remember.
Beautiful
place. I've been there like 8 years ago. Hear the song.
Yeah. So, you gonna sing, buddy? Some Celine Dion?
Yeah. Just right now.
Alright, let's do this.
All the way of my heart, out of leaves falling down, and I'll try to pick them up. There's many I think I've grown. 10 days have come and gone. 10 days that I'm not alone. And all that I can do is pray and rail. 10 days of single rain coming down on a sunny day. Bye.
Oh no. What happened? What happened? It might have been too much bandwidth going out.
Welcome to the DJ New Style Show, bitches. Bitches.
Oh, snap. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Thank you very much for tuning in. I don't quite know what's going on tonight. Tonight's a bit of a fucking clusterfuck. Right, Jeremy? Wouldn't you say tonight's a little bit of a clusterfuck?
We were disappointed by Tilt.
We were. A little bit let down by Tilt that we didn't get to speak to, I don't know, Dog the Bounty Hunter. Really? I don't know why we're so upset about it.
And we had some good questions, too.
I had some good questions. I'm not even going to dignify them by repeating them here. But the thing is, this is the second time we've put trust into Tilt, and Tilt did not deliver. I mean, what are we to do, Frank? What are we to do?
Well, I noticed that Tilt's not on right now because he knows.
He's dealing with publicists right now. You know, I mean, he's just trying to wrangle all the options together.
And then we had somebody else who was going to call, and that fuck didn't call either.
He didn't call, and that's the second time he didn't call in. That fuck, he's done. He's done with us, Frank. Fuck him. We don't need any of them. That's what I say. Frank, are you getting pumped up right now? Are you getting mad, getting a little heated? I noticed you were a little awkward, I gotta say.
No, I'm okay now.
Well, 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this? Oh, wait. I hung up on him. Sorry, my bad. Call back if you need to. It seems like you were a little bit awkward.
I hope that wasn't who we think it was.
It was Dog the Bounty Hunter. I accidentally hung up on him. No, it was a New Jersey area code.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know, Frank. You went to a wedding. Your daughter had a party. We talked about a lot of child things going on with raising kids. It's nuts, quite frankly.
Well, I've been doing something that I've been bashed of not doing, and I've been doing it lately, and I'd like to get some accolades.
Wait. What? Yes. What have you been doing?
I've been doing something a lot lately, and I want you to be aware.
If you think for a second I'm going to praise you for jerking off to internet porn, there's no way. You might as well take a number because there's a lot of people that need praise.
I have began to tip people.
You've began to tip people.
That I normally would not tip.
So give me some examples here. I mean, are you now a frequent tipper?
Wedding. We went to a wedding, as I spoke to you about Saturday.
Yes, your cousin's wedding.
And the first time ever in my 38 years of living, I tipped the bartender.
Really? This is the first. Now, why did you do it?
Because I was people were saying that you're supposed to, so I did it.
Again, people tell you that your brain is going to be damaged by artificial sweeteners. I've been saying it for fucking years. I've been saying it over the fucking past year or whatever that we've been doing this show together, that you need the tip. And it takes some fucking asshole stranger who's in front of you at this wedding to say it for you to actually do it. So you finally, how much did you put down?
Well, for each drink, I gave him $1.
Yeah. It's not bad.
It's not bad at all. You know what? And the thing is, I felt different. I felt different about myself.
You felt good, right? You felt good.
I felt good. And
respectable.
I was looking down on people who were not tipping. I said, why aren't you fucking tipping?
I'm tipping. You're a new class of person now. You're a respectable gentleman. Now, obviously, you put the money in the glass. You throw a quick maybe a smile or a nod to the bartender, and you're on your way. And now you feel good about yourself. That's why we do it, Frank, to show appreciation.
And also, I did something else, too. First time in 10 years, I came across a bartender who knew how to make a Jolly Rancher. I've been suffering with I've been having fuzzy navels and Mai Tais, but I finally found one who was able to make a Jolly Rancher, and I had a Jolly Rancher, and it was delicious.
Oh my god! So you ordered the gayest of all drinks, and by the way, any drink named after a candy, pretty gay. I'm gonna say.
Have you ever had a Jolly Rancher drink?
No. You know why? I have a penis and a desire for women.
Anyway,
so I've never had a Jolly Rancher.
I also tipped the valet
you actually tipped the valet.
But you can only imagine a germ freak as myself why I would despise valet services.
Well, you've said in the past that you would avoid it. You would go park it yourself somewhere else and then walk.
I tried, but Donna says, I'm not walking.
Well, you drop her off, you fucking dope. And
I was there was no this place. There was no place to park because it was all the street parking was permit parking only, and I would have risked getting a ticket. There was no place to park, and I had no choice but to succumb to the valet parking.
Well, we have a caller, 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
This is Alki.
Alki, what's going on, buddy?
I want to talk about can we play Is It Gay? Or can we just talk about how Germ is a cheap fuck and this is the first time he's ever tipped anyone in his
life? Why don't we talk about how Germ is a cheap fuck?
Well, let me give you a little bit of Alki. Alki is a proponent on tipping because he worked in the food service industry.
Of course.
And he despises people who do not tip.
All right, so go ahead. What's your point?
I have no point.
No, he's just setting the stage, I guess. I thought he was going to go off on a little rant.
People who don't tip are assholes. One time, I used to work at TGI Fridays. And
in New Brunswick, New Jersey, isn't that correct?
A really bad sore on the back of my ankle. So while I was waiting tables, I was limping. And the table was four black gentlemen, actually two black gentlemen and two African-American ladies, and when they left after I had served them their soup and their salad, there was a little piece of paper folded up like into a square, and I opened it up, and it said, "Here's your tip, get an ankle brace." That's not funny. So tipping is very... very instrumental.
Black people, you're hilarious. I love you, black people.
You dirty black people, you and your jokes.
Were you seething with anger?
They got me good.
Frank, go ahead.
Were you seething with anger, Pat?
That might have been the most annoyed I have ever been in my life.
Were you angry?
In words that I can't explain.
Oh, man. So, did you pursue them at all, or?
I actually ran out into the parking lot, but they had already driven away.
All right, now, if they were still there, what would you have done?
I would have told them, I would have said, "Do you think this is a fucking joke?" I go, "How about you leave some fucking cash, or get the fuck off my table?"
Are they required to tip you? Is there something that they sign that they have to tip you?
No, they're not required to tip you, but it's pretty much understood that you leave a waiter a tip.
Why doesn't your employer pay you more money so we don't have to tip you?
Because I guess that's what the service industry is all about. Yeah, when I was working at Fridays, I made $2.15 an hour.
Oof.
So I guess it was understood that you're going to make most of your cash.
Now, was that minimum wage or was that below minimum wage?
What do you think, Frank? Is it 1860?
$2.15 an hour was definitely below minimum
wage. Well, how could they pay you less than minimum wage?
I'm guessing if you didn't cover it in your tips, they'd be required to do that. Isn't that right?
Yes, I don't know. I remember I used to get paychecks that were like $30 for 2 weeks. You don't get paid shit when you're
Jesus
a waiter.
Christ.
You make no money at all.
Oh, apparently Irish Curse and Solera are telling me, no, that's it. There's a service minimum wage. There's a minimum wage service people can make. And
no, I didn't even know that.
And that's what it's going to be.
Like, my check was ridiculous. My check for 2 weeks' work was like $24.
Now, did you have to split it with the bus boys, the tip?
No, yeah, well, the bus boys had to tip you. The guy that made the salad had to tip you. The guy that made the dessert had to tip you. The bartender had to tip you. But this was just at TGI Fridays. I don't know how it works.
Let me ask you a question. Why is it that when you go to places like Fridays or Bennigan's or whatnot, I don't even know if Bennigan's still around, but different people serve you? Like, one person will bring your salad, somebody else will bring your main course. Why does it have the same person?
Because each person does something different in the back of the house. One person makes your salad, one person makes your dessert, one person runs the food. There's all different waiters that do shit.
That's how it works. That's the mechanics.
Hands in, hands out.
There it is.
You don't go in the back of the house with hands empty, and you don't come to the front of the house with hands empty.
Did you ever keep a tip all for yourself and not let anybody know that there was a tip there because you wanted to keep the whole thing?
No, I never robbed anyone, if that's what you're asking me.
Well, thank you very much.
Did you ever steal?
Yes. Have you ever stolen from your employers? No, he has not, Frank. Thank you very much, Alki. Again, thewhatshow.com. Isn't that correct?
Thewhatshow.com. The last four shows are available for download. Not like anybody cares.
Thank you very much.
But I love you.
I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying all the people that call in.
I am enjoying you.
Oh, great. I love the people that call your show and yell DJ New Style. That's my favorite part. I'm only fucking with you. TheWhatShow.com. Thank you very much, Alki. So, Frank, you tipped the valet guy to get back to it. You actually succumbed to your hatred of a valet being overridden by your need for it.
Well, when I see a valet service, I start panicking. I get a little nervous inside because obviously the guy's ass is going to be where my ass is going to be.
Yeah.
His hands are going to be touched. And you know my steering wheel is never touched by dirty, contaminated hands. And my hands are always washed before I touch the steering wheel. So, you know.
Did you give him any instructions? Like, did you ask that he purified his hands?
I did not.
Oh, you should have.
So when we went to get the car at the end of the night, I had to take out my handy wipes and wipe down the seats and the steering wheel and the ignition and this and that. And I gave the guy a couple of bucks. No, thank you.
Really?
Now, would that piss you off if you tip somebody and they don't thank you?
Oh no. I thought you said you gave it to him and he gave it back. It said no thanks.
Oh, no, not at all.
You gave it to him. He just took it, put it in his pocket and moved on.
That's correct.
That would burn my ass a little bit. It would burn your ass.
You admit that.
I want thanks. I want at least a hey, you know, side nod, something, some gesture to say, hey, this is nice of you for giving this to me because I drive your car. Because I drive your car and you gave me money, this is nice. At least acknowledge it. But this guy didn't fucking do that for you. That sucks, dude. That is terrible.
Oh, so you're agreeing with me?
I agree with you. I'm here in your corner, man. I'm fighting with you. I'm ready. I'm gonna be your cut, man. You go back into that battle with that fucking valet guy. Come back with a cut. I'm sealing it up. Sending you back out to do some more battle. That's what I'm gonna do. He comes out there with his fucking smug face to the next car. Just gets in, and they hand him money. He's like, yeah, whatever. I gotta put this over there. You don't understand. I'm busy. And it's not like they're paying him a service rate. They're probably paying him a decent amount. And he makes the tips. See, I can see the waiters, the service people like that. They get the shitty hourly rate, getting good tips. But somebody that just does their job and they're paid enough getting tips and not thanking people, that's a little bit fucked up. In my estimation, now, is this going to sour you on your new identity as a tipper? Is this going to make you think twice? The fact that this guy didn't fucking thank you?
I'm a little put off by it, but it will not discourage me from tipping again. But do you realize that I tipped a bartender? Are you aware of that?
Yes, I'm a little bit proud of you, I have to say. I don't know if that's weird for me to say that I'm proud of you or not.
I think that's kind
of
gay.
Really? That's interesting that you would say that, because you are certainly the authority on things that may or may not be gay. Why don't we go ahead to
Ladies and gentlemen, Germ Freak Radio presents...
Is It Gay?
Oh, it's the part of the show where Frank has a few questions about a few things that he may or may not have seen or wanted to do. It is It Gay? Germ Freak, why don't you run down your little scroll of things that you want to find out about? First thing, please.
Okay, hold on. Let me get my scroll.
You know, it's okay. We'll wait on you.
Okay. Now, is it gay for a guy to look at muscle magazines? I always found it awful when guys would open up these magazines that had men in it that were half naked. Do you find that gay?
It's definitely gay. The worst, though, when I moved into my apartment for school, there was like the stack of magazines. You know, you'd have like Maxim, FHM. You know, magazines with, like, pictures of women or whatever. But then under it, someone had snuck in, like, Muscle or whatever. Just, like, some workout magazine with some way too tan guy that had the same skin color of a fucking Boston Market rotisserie chicken just flexing on the front. A little gay. Because they're wearing these little fucking banana hammocks. Just, it's garbage. How do you feel around one of those?
Well, I mean, I never understood why people were looking at these things, and I felt uncomfortable, you know, even sitting by somebody who was looking at these things.
I'm not opposed to the idea of a magazine that maybe gives you tips on working out, but do you really need to have some fucking naked on the cover to sell it to people?
Most of these magazines, like Men's Health, aren't they like gay magazines in a sense? Aren't they steered toward gay people?
Do you really think they're gay magazines?
Well, do you read Men's Health?
I had Men's Health. It was a gift given to me. My girlfriend gave me a gift subscription to Men's Health magazine. And I gotta say, after having looked at the first issue, it was definitely a little bit of a gay slant. So, you know, whenever the magazine came in, I just put it in the garbage. Sorry, baby. I wanted to tell you that your magazine choice was a little bit homosexual, but I thought you would have figured it out by the full page spread on Michael Phelps. I thought you would have, but you didn't. It is a little bit gay. Like you, the tips, the articles, the instructional things, the product reviews, good stuff. But why do we have to have fucking cover boys? Why do magazines need that? For the gays. We have a quick call. Oh no, we don't. I'm sorry, Frank. What's next on your list of wonderful things that you're not sure of?
Is it gay for a guy to make picture albums on Facebook? This comes from Polish Scissor.
Oh, Polish Scissor on the Hear Us Talk forums. You can go there. It's RadioBronzeFans.com. RadioBronzeFans.com.
I noticed that I'm getting a lot of people who send me, is it gays?
A lot of people are sending them in now. We actually we have a caller here, 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Tidbit 88.
Tidbit 88, what's going on, buddy?
Nothing much. Just wanted to participate in the Is It Gay?
Oh, absolutely, sir. Absolutely. What have you got for us? What about, let's go back up one, muscle magazines. And in general, men's health magazines. What's your take on it?
I think they're definitely, maybe if you're a bodybuilder, but still then they're still gay.
Yeah, you usually see like somebody who is way off from even a remote state of fitness. Reading these magazines, it's like, what are you doing? We know you're not fucking paying attention to it.
You know what it is? It's like the gay version of Maxim.
That's exactly what it is. Except Maxim comes out and says says what it's for. It states its intention right on the cover. It has fucking Christina Aguilera showing her fucking gotch, essentially, right on the front cover.
You know, a lot of places like 7-Eleven or something that have those magazines, they have to cover it up so that you can't see the cover of the magazine. They have to cover it up with like a paper bag or something.
When I get a lot of the magazines because I like to read on flights or whatever. When I went to Vegas once, I was looking through, you know, the magazines. I saw the Maxim, and I just put it back. I wasn't going to buy it. I think I was, sir, you want the more sexy magazines? You want the most sexy magazines? So he showed me, like, I've got Black Tail Shaved Asians. I've got all these magazines. Like, he started showing me the porno magazines he has under the register. He just threw a bunch of them at me for me to review. I'm like, no, I'm not going to open up a fucking porno magazine on a plane. I just want shit to read and maybe look at.
Yeah, as soon as they see you looking, they're like, oh, you're looking for this? Looking for this?
You want this, huh? You want the shaved Asians? No. No,
thanks. Black ass?
Frank, what was that second one that you were saying? The Facebook albums? Is it gay?
Yes. Is it gay for a guy to make picture albums on Facebook?
So, like, are we talking, like, scrapbooks? Guy, like, maybe puts up a picture of a field and is like, this was beautiful.
Yes. Like what you do.
I don't do that.
You take pictures of, you know what? I'm going to call you out. You did something that I find totally gay, and I know people are going to find it gay as well.
All right, let's do this.
You were in New York City with your girlfriend Amanda, and you took a picture in front of this big sculpture of the word love.
Yeah.
And I think that is so gay and hacky and embarrassing. I'm surprised you did
that. So let me get this straight. Let me add up the elements here and see if it computes. Me and my girlfriend stand in front of a statue that says love, take a picture, and that's gay to you.
It's just – it's a little corny. I'll put it that way. It's corny. And I'm embarrassed that you even did that.
Do you want the background for it, Frank? Because I don't know if you've ever done anything for your wife, like maybe that she wanted to have done.
What's the background, New Style?
The background
is this.
She likes the love statue. She is nearby Philadelphia, where it's from, and we were walking through
New York City.
But this is us. We were walking. We were walking through New York, and we saw it. And we're like, "Oh, that'd be cool to have a picture in front of." She says. So
did
I'm like,
you feel
fine,
uncomfortable
sure.
taking that picture in front of it?
No,
were you embarrassed?
Why would I be embarrassed? I'm standing next to my girlfriend. It's not like wow. I said, "Hey, hot dog vendor, can we? Come on, stand
it's
next
corny.
To me. Let
it's
me put
corny.
My arm around you, guy that sells pissed dogs. I'll put them. We'll be right in front of the love statue. It'll be incredible." You'll make my Facebook scrapbook.
It's just a little corny, and I bet you a lot of – I would say most of the men in this room would not take that picture because it's a little corny.
A tidbit, would you take a picture if your girlfriend, our friend Barbara, said, hey, let's have our picture taken in front of something?
Do you know what we're talking about, tidbit, what sculpture that is in New York?
I think it's hard to be gay when you're doing something with someone you have sex with.
Well,
and it's a girl.
Yeah, exactly. If it's the opposite sex and you do have
gay.
Sex with them, it
can't
be. All
right,
but
would you, a tidbit, will you admit that it's a little corny?
Yeah, I do admit if there is no, he explained the background that she likes that thing. If there's no correlation, you're just going to take a picture in front of some love thing, then yeah, that's kind of gay. But can I mention, Frank, when we went into the city, you kind of forced me to take a picture with you.
That is not correct. That is not correct.
Wait. Frank, I'm turning you down. Tidbit, what did he want his picture taken in front of?
A fountain with me.
Wow. And you know why? I forgot about it because I took the picture. Frank wanted the picture.
Somebody suggested
I had to take this picture of two men, one of whom is completely uncomfortable. Being you, Tidbit, and one is just over the fucking moon that he gets to have his picture taken in front of a fountain with another man. Frank, you're
you really
retort.
Wanted that.
Yeah, that picture was suggested by somebody, and I obliged, that's all.
Yeah, bullshit.
Yeah, know what else he suggested? He wanted to take a video of us playing in the fountain to, like, reenact the Friends scene.
I want to be Chandler, except bald, and I want to hate shit more. Frank, what's next on your list of things that you have contemplated but are not quite sure about yet?
Is it gay for a guy or is it gay for a man to use the word yummy when describing food?
I think when describing anything, for example, if you use the word yummy to describe a cock or a salad, it's gay in both cases. The use of the word yummy for anything, I think, is gay. Tidbit, where do you go with yummy?
Definitely gay. Any use of even saying the word yummy is gay, and I'd like to add also delish is very gay.
Yeah, abbreviations of adjectives.
By the way, delish. Just for the record, I've heard Ed McGrath use the word yummy several times.
In reference to what, though?
He was describing something that he was eating, and he said it was yummy, and I was embarrassed for him.
Was it made out of silicone? I don't know. You know, why are we bashing on Ed lately? Why is that the trend? VA Messenger stops calling in, now we have to shit on Ed? I don't understand it. What's next on your list there, Frank?
Okay. Okay. Is it gay to take pictures of yourself with kissy faces and post them on blogs?
Yeah, I definitely think it is.
Is it gay for a guy to make a kissy face?
Oh, man. Yeah, I would think so. I mean, but then again, you see a lot of people doing it in jest. Tidbit, are you familiar with the kissy face blog pictures that Frank is referencing?
Yes.
Where do you
are definitely gay.
Where do you typically see some of these things? Like MySpace or whatever?
Facebook, MySpace.
Yeah, and it's always some like Guido, way too tan, way too like fucking into his appearance type guy. Just, throwing a kiss out to the supposed ladies that are going to witness this profile and just completely soak up slime into their computer chairs.
You know what I think is overdone as well is when somebody takes a picture and people give the finger. I mean, isn't that just played out already?
I'm so badass! Fuck you, Internet! You don't know me, man! Yeah, the middle finger's over with. Like, is it possible to insult anyone with the finger anymore? I mean, I think it's been so watered down that nobody could get... I could give a shit less if someone gave me the finger. I would just know, yeah, this person's a little irritated with me, but I'm already irritated with them because they're living, so fuck them. I don't care. I mean, tidbit, does the middle finger bother you in the least?
No, but I would still use it in the car. Because it's a quick way to still say fuck you to someone driving by. Like,
I shake my fist. I'm talking about my fist at him.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about if somebody takes a picture of you at a party or something and you give the camera the finger. It's hacky. I say
hand signals, peace signs, gang signs, anything with your hands.
The hang loose. I've done the hang loose picture, but that's because I didn't know what to do with my hands. So
Chuck Liddell did it too. Bob has a picture of Chuck Liddell, and he did the hang loose with his hand.
Yeah, Chuck. Well, you know what's he doing these days?
Yeah, laying on a mat.
Yeah, exactly. Frank, have you ever taken a picture of yourself, like with a camera? Have you ever done this self picture?
I had to take a picture with the cam because we needed a picture. You needed a picture for that. Your website there. I had to take a picture of myself.
So you took a picture of yourself and did that. I think that may be a little gay.
With the webcam.
I think it is.
You think it's like, okay, with a webcam it's a different story because like it's pretty easy. But with the self-portrait thing, a lot involved. You have to aim, line things up, and then you take it and maybe you do it over again. And it's always someone trying to seem like they were just caught in the act, but you know they took the fucking picture themselves. It's like, oh, look at me outside McDonald's.
How about with the mirror, too, when you take it so it's like taking it in the mirror so you actually see you holding like your fucking cell phone in the picture?
It's embarrassing. Awful. It is. It's bad. Yeah. And at one point or another, I think we've all done it. I know I've done the mirror one. I think it was pretty dumb.
I definitely have done it.
That was in 05. Okay, don't judge me. Frank, do you have anything else?
Let me see. Are intricate and frequently updated away messages on PalTalk gay for a man to use?
So you're saying something beyond like the BRB,
yes.
Idol,
yes.
I'll be back soon. Like, yeah. I'm going to bed now. Like something like that. You mean like where they tell you exactly what they're doing?
And they give you some type of words of wisdom, too.
Like a song line. That's gay.
Yeah. But the memory remains. That was from Metallica. In case you didn't know, they always have the artist. like you're not gonna get. You get it? You know where it's from? I know you're gonna Google it. I better put the artist under this. Just fucking terrible. I know this. I noticed that someone we know. That we've talked about and talked to, Alex Webbs is a frequent offender of this. He will leave Pal Talk, but leave it on with a status message that indicates you can hit him up on his celly. Just going to sleep, hit me up on the celly. No matter what his status is, he includes his fucking cell phone number and asks people to hit it up. I think that's a little bit gay. Maybe not gay, but desperate.
It's seeking attention, and seeking attention for guys is kind of gay.
That is gay. I think, like, giving your number to everybody is a little bit desperate, and
yeah,
that is gay.
Then you're giving it to guys, too, so it's gay.
Oh, man. Irish Curse is checking in with a possible status from Alex Webbs. He says, I'm off watching panties drop. Revolution, man. Hit me up on the celly. Oh, man. Yeah.
By the way,
the word celly... An abbreviation for cell phone or mobile phone.
Completely gay.
Well, we have a caller here. Hold on. I just saw this. You're on the DJ Newstyle show. Oh, shit. What's going on, Ed? Oh, fuck. I screwed this up.
Do you know how to answer a fucking phone? How many fucking phone calls did you fuck up
tonight? Oh, shut the fuck up. Every time I click it...
How many fucking phone calls did you
I've
fuck up?
I've got an
up?
Error
Look,
with my...
Learn how to answer a fucking phone.
I apologize. Are you on here, whoever's calling?
Yes, I am.
Is this Ed?
This is.
Ed, I want to apologize. We've been very abrasive with you lately.
Yeah, well, Germ Freak can't be the butt of every joke.
That's
just
true.
Most of them.
We might have to start lubricating you somewhere not as abrasive like you are with your rubber vagina.
Something that doesn't make my dick turn red, preferably.
That's true. So what's going on, Ed?
I have an Is It Gay specifically for Germ Freak. I want to ask him, is it gay to have a large wooden rooster and ask people in a Pal Talk room if they want to see his cock?
Is that gay, Frank? Do you know anybody who does that?
Well, I have a wooden rooster.
Do you ask people to if they want to see your cock and then hold that up?
I have done that on occasion.
You
want to
talk about hacky? People, like, by the way, is it really something that should be described as hacky? The way people take a fucking photograph? I mean, I didn't know they were auditioning for some kind of a stand-up gig. They're just, you know, drinking fucking drinks at a bar, getting their stupid faces commemorated or whatever. You come on here on a camera performing a bit that involves the payoff being you holding up a wooden rooster and you call it a cock. It's hilarious, Frank.
I said, does anybody want to see my hard cock? And I put up the rooster. What's the big deal?
Yeah. Well, I guess you're really just trying to see where everybody's at. Did anybody jump on it right away?
Ed was like, yeah, let's go. Yeah. He was the first one.
Is that true, Ed? Did you really want to see what he had?
Out of curiosity, yeah. I think it was just me, Barb, and Frank in the room. And
Ed, be honest, Ed. Did you ever utilize the word yummy? Be honest.
Not that I remember.
You're a fucking liar. You said yummy. Totally.
You're a liar, Ed. I've heard it. You're a liar.
You said ass. And I was embarrassed for you.
I don't know, Ed. Well, I think it's definitely gay to have that. Thank you for giving us that is it gay there, Ed.
Oh, you're very welcome. Have fun.
You too, buddy. Use some lube. See you later, Ed. Now, Tidbit, I thought I heard you say that you had something there.
Yeah, the away message remind me of something. Do you think it's gay just to put either BRB or LOL or some of those other abbreviations?
The internet acronyms, the lead speak or whatever the fuck it is, just to use that in general or to have it in your away message?
Specifically, just to use it, like just to say LOL instead of typing ha 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 ha.
I absolutely think it's gay.
Yeah,
I really
now, you new style, you never use LOL. I've never seen you use that.
I hate it.
Yeah, me too. I don't use it either.
I don't want to have to. I mean, I know what it is. I don't think people should have to inject acronyms into their everyday communications. I think it's fucking stupid, and especially for laughing. Do you really need to indicate that you're laughing out loud at some fucking dumb line that was typed into a chat room?
But I see you always say
my H-A. My. Look at what Pristine Sneakers has typed. I am laughing out loud, and I'll let you know right now. L-O, just so he knows how much I appreciated it. If you type H-A-H-A, you know I'm fucking laughing.
Yeah.
But are you really?
And that's even funnier, you gotta go for R-O-F-L, rolling on the floor.
Oh, there it is. I mean, now it's evolved from, like, me typing ha-ha to, like the length of the ha-ha indicates how funny it was. Now it's just, if people mash on their keyboards, it's the best thing they've ever seen. They're uncontrollable. They're in a state that they need you to know they're furious with the hilarity you've let loose, that they're punching their keyboard into oblivion. You never use this shit either, do you, Frank?
I've never used ROFL ever in my life.
OMG.
I do use OMG. BRB. What about people who use these terms but in a regular conversation with people? OMG, LOL.
I've heard people actually use it like when speaking.
LOL. Is that what I just said?
You said when communicating. And do you understand that typing is still a form of communication? Yeah,
whatever.
So I said speaking to validate your dumb point. By the way, yeah, I have heard this. And it's fucking retarded. But I think most of it's done in like sarcasm. Or whatever, but I don't know, and it's not anything that I really care about. The minute I hear people use internet acronyms in real life, I don't want to be around them so much. It's a little bit
it's not only gay, but it deserves a slap in the face too.
Yeah, absolutely, Frank. Are you done with Is It Gay? Do you have anything else? One last one, maybe? Can you muster up one more and say this is it?
I could try.
Why don't you go for it?
Okay. Let's see what we got here.
Is it gay to keep a scroll of things that you think might be gay?
Is it gay to tug on not one but two nipple rings attached to a man?
Now, it's interesting that you're asking this, because at the Labor Day event, was it Labor Day? Yeah, it was Labor Day. You did this very act. Now, I'm guessing you're in denial whether or not you're gay or straight because you pulled on Chris from Best in Show Radio. Best in Show Radio, Thursday nights, 8 to 11 on Heroes Talk. Yeah, that's right. They moved to Thursday. So, Thursday night, same fucking channel and all that shit. Best in Show. You pulled on his nipple rings. Not one, but both of them at the same time.
Well, I'm glad there's no photographic evidence of this. That's all I can say. I don't know what you people are talking about.
There is on my Tumblr, which you can get to from DJNewStyle.com, and also on Spickle's Tumblr, which you can get to from neckpiercing.tumblr.com. I don't know what the fuck his Tumblr address is. Tidbit, what do you think about that? Germ pulling on Chris's nipple rings, two at the same time. And all by the way, all the way, all that Chris had to do was say, tug him. Frank, wonk! What do you think, Tidbit?
Not only is it it's gay no matter what. There's no reason to do that except for gay purposes. But also on that same day, he asked permission if he could tug on my beard and touch it.
Did you let him do it?
Yes, I did let him do it.
Oh!
So does that make you gay as well?
I think you're both homos. The two of you.
I just put if people want to see, I have on the cam there in the Pal Talk room, the actual photo by the fountain of myself and Tidbit.
Oh, that's nice.
You did ask for that picture.
It was suggested by somebody. I did not ask for it.
Yeah, by you.
And here's Tidbit. Tidbit is standing as fucking just completely straight up as possible.
He looks like a blind
and you
man.
Are leaning into him like you want to be closer.
He looks like a blind man, for Christ's
sake.
He's
got his pimp cane. He's got his shades on.
He told me that we had to move in closer because the picture wasn't going to fit us in.
Just terrible. Well, Frank, I don't know. I think most of the things that you want to do and some of the things that you have done are, in fact, gay. And I thank you for sharing those with
thank
us.
Thank you.
Now, Tidbit,
you
do you have
a little long tonight, man.
Yeah, you know, what are you going to do? You know, we try to make up for things, you know. Try to make up for things. Tell Elvis... expert, whatever the fuck your name is. Tidbit, why don't you leave us with something, some advice for Frank? Why don't you go ahead and tell him something nice?
Okay, I think he just has to realize that he is gay and constantly just writing these things down that he does and asking if they're gay. It just proves that he's gay.
I agree. Could not agree more. Thank you very much, Tidbit. Thanks
Thank
go
you.
Out to Solera, Alki, Barb,
Ed McGrath.
Anti-thanks go out to Tilt and Dog the Bounty Hunter.
and fucking Elvis expert.
Ed McGrath, thank you very much. Thank you. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday night, 9 to 11 p.m. And check out Best in Show, their first time in their new Thursday night slot, this Thursday night, 8 to 11 p.m. on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Frank, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Yeah, no, but this is us! Good night, everybody!
But this is us!
Sir!
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah! Hasha! Hasha! Give it to me, baby! Give it to me!
Go suck banana! Fuck you!